It's Jenny and Bill with Simple Bath and Kitchen.
We know the world feels a little crazy sometimes, but your home, that should be your safe place.
A beautiful kitchen for your family, a bathroom that feels like your own private retreat.
At Simple Bath and Kitchen, we have a fine-tuned process that makes remodeling something that you can actually enjoy.
Because when everything outside is unpredictable,
your home should be exactly what you need it to be.
Visit us at simplebathandkitchen.com to regain your peace today.
We make it simple for you.
Off the ball, rugby.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to work with Andy Farrell. I think it would be amazing. I like everything that he stands for. I like his drive. I'd like to see him up close.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Graeme Potter says patience is required with Evan Ferguson at West Ham. Manchester City's progress to the FA Cup semi-finals has come at a cost, and Liverpool are reportedly preparing a bid for a former City star. First today, Graeme Potter has called for patience with regard to Evan Ferguson's loan deal at West Ham. The Ireland striker has been restricted to 5 substitute appearances after his January move from Brighton. Ferguson was among the goals for Ireland last week, which has only helped with the 20-year-old's confidence.
Yeah, forwards, it's nice for them to score. He's been doing a lot well, and we know the sort of place that he was when he came and where he was from an injury perspective and coming back from injury and game time. So it was always going to be a little bit of a patience one with him. But like you say, going away and again a different environment, a different team, just to get some minutes, just to play, to score, it's great for a forward. Yeah, no, he's been good in training, he's come back in a good place. He's always been ready to help the team. He's settled in well with the group here, trains hard every day, and he's ready to play.
There's a lot of talk about him having a poor loan spell at West Ham so far, which maybe feels a bit harsh. Is that fair that he's had a poor loan spell so far?
From our perspective, that's unfair, to be honest. I mean, he's, like I said, you have to see the context of where he was and in terms of the minutes he's played previously, how he was on his return from injury. We got him at the really early stages of that return to play stage. So to think that you can just walk into a Premier League team and just, you know, hit the ground running and playing is difficult. But he's come on, he's helped us. Last 4 matches we picked up 7 points. He's been part of the team, the group in that respect. So we're happy with him. I think he's enjoying his time here. He's settled in well, like I said, with the team and the group. And he's ready to help.
Ferguson will be battling with Niklas Füllkrug for a starting berth with the Hammers. The Germans had an injury-ravaged first season at the East London club, but he's returned to full training after a hamstring injury, and Potter says Füllkrug is in contention for West Ham's trip to Wolves in the Premier League tomorrow night.
You can do all the rehab in the world and you can train as well, but you can't beat and you can't almost replicate Premier League competitive minutes. So that's what we have to be. That's the next stage for him. But whatever role, you know, we can give him, he'll do it as best as he can, and then it's good to have him back in the squad. Well, yeah, he's a unique qualities he has, and you know, as a manager, you're a head coach, you want as many good players available as possible. So he's done well to work himself back, and you know, with real good support from the medical team here, and now. You know, we've got 9 games to go at the end of the season, 2 months to really push and to get as many points as we can. That's the ambition. And I think he can help us with that.
My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
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 Irlanda. See, see, see.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.
Manchester City securing a place in the semi-finals of the FA Cup looks to have come at a cost. Erling Haaland was filmed leaving the Vitality Stadium on crutches with a protective boot on his left foot. The Norwegian striker was replaced by the ultimate match winner Omar Marmoush just after the hour mark of City's 2-1 win over Bournemouth. It had been an eventful hour for Haaland, who missed a penalty that would have given City an early 1-0 lead before he scored the equaliser. It would appear unlikely that Haaland will be risked in Wednesday night's game against Leicester. Nico O'Reilly provided both assists for City yesterday, with his performance drawing strong praise from the 20-year-old's manager Pep Guardiola.
Well, against Plymouth, scored two goals. Today make a first assist, so in semi-final he's going to play. So, I'm sorry. No, he played really good. He's a number 10. We cannot forget he's a number 10, but have a pace, he's a so intelligent, quality with the ball in the final third, have vision. So, but really good. So he played really good. He made the impact because before, no, he made two assists, no, right? Two assists, yeah. So two goals and two assists. So yeah, that's why I was going to play against Nottingham.
Sorry, Pep, did you tell Nico that he's going to start the standing?
No.
Okay, so you'll read it tomorrow.
No, in the generations, you have to be careful about the words. Just immediately go up. And that is more difficult to bring them down. So step by step. It's a joke.
Pep, just on Nico, he's coming to a team that's been struggling this season. How is it carried for me? Obviously, coming today, see 1-0 down, make a lot of good.
I learned from my period in Barcelona and after here, where there are a lot of academy players, that they have one incredible attribute. They are not scared. They adapt so quick. Always when I see McAtee, for example, or Nico Rico in that position, say, why didn't allow him in the bad season that we had for most of the players? Why didn't allow him to play minutes and minutes? And always I will regret a little bit myself, because there are players that maybe deserve more minutes. But every time when they play, the impact was really, really good. But sometimes in the tough moments, some moments do put a lot of pressure to them, you know, the senior players a little bit or the new ones. But maybe it's wrong, because the young players, they play, they know the house, the environment, they know the style, they know many things. That's why it's easier.
City were drawn to play against Nottingham Forest in the semi-finals, which will take place across the final weekend of April at Wembley. While it's City's seventh consecutive FA Cup semi-final appearance, it'll be Forest's first since a team managed by Brian Clough played West Ham at Villa Park in 1991. Aston Villa's reward for beating Preston yesterday is a semi-final against Crystal Palace. Marcus Rashford scored his first goals for Villa in a 3-0 win away to Preston, with Unai Emery saying no decision has been made regarding making that loan deal for Manchester United a permanent one.
Nah, not yet. The most important now is we have the challenge now, today, this afternoon to recover, tomorrow to prepare the match Wednesday against Brighton, and still a lot of matches to play, and it's not the same if we are next year Champions League, if we are next year in Europa League, if we are next year in Conference League, if we are next year in not Europe, if we are winning or not the trophy. It's completely different. And the decision about each individual player now is try to get the best of them, of course, the best of us, and we can't speak about, we can't waste time speaking about it.
It appears to be an open secret that Liverpool are looking to buy a new centre-forward this summer. There have been reports of interest in Alexander Isak, even with Newcastle placing a £140 million price tag on the Swede's head. But Liverpool could be in the running for a former Manchester City star. Spanish outlet Fichajes claimed the Premier League leaders have shown an interest in Julian Alvarez. The Argentine striker scored 23 goals in 45 games in all competitions for Atletico Madrid this season after his €75 million move from City last summer. But such has been Alvarez's success with Atleti that any fee to prize him away from the Metropolitano could be close to double what Diego Simeone's side paid for him. Arsenal are another team that have been linked with Isak in recent months, but Newcastle's unwillingness to sell is guiding the Gunners to look elsewhere. David Ornstein in The Athletic writes that new sporting director Andrea Berta is a long-time admirer of Victor Gyökeres. The Swede has bagged 42 goals in all competitions this season for Sporting, piquing the interest of a number of Europe's top clubs. Arsenal are also keeping tabs on RB Leipzig's Benjamin Šeško. Meanwhile, the North London derby is to be played outside the UK for the first time. Arsenal and Tottenham have confirmed a friendly in Hong Kong for the 31st of July, which is just over a fortnight before the start of the next Premier League season. The same Kai Tak Stadium will also host Liverpool and AC Milan 5 days before that North London derby. Liverpool are due to travel on to Japan after that Hong Kong stop, although dates are still to be confirmed. Having finally ended their winless start to the First Division season on Friday night, UCD are at home to Bray Wanderers tonight in a rearranged fixture. Bray crossed the border from Wicklow fourth in the table following their 2-1 win over Cove Ramblers. Kickoff is 7:45. And another MLS club could find their way into this summer's lucrative Club World Cup. FIFA are exploring a one-off game involving Mexican league leaders Club America and Los Angeles FC to determine who will replace Club Leon in the competition. The sporting merits of LAFC's inclusion are dubious, given they were beaten in 2024's Western Conference semi-finals by Seattle Sounders and currently sit mid-table in that Western Conference. They are home to World Cup winners Hugo Lloris and Olivier Giroud, however.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
You know, because I've made excuses since I've been here, and we've had so many draws, and the run's still not really on paper a bad run if you had wins in it, but we haven't had wins.
Yeah, if my granny had balls, she'd be my granddad.
Everyone said they wanted the truth. I told them the truth, and then they want the truth. What do you want me to tell you? I've tried to be honest with you. You keep asking me, and I keep reflecting on the truth that I've told you.
Of course you did, but there's the truth and the truth.
If you could have one superpower, Sean, what would it be?
To win more football matches.